Alma chapter 14. After Alma had finished speaking, then it says in verse 1 of chapter 14 that many began to repent and to search the scriptures. The big point here is that his words or anybody else's miracles or anything else that happened can only motivate you to repent. It doesn't cause repentance. And we have to remember that the whole purpose of what the Lord does for man is to motivate them to repent, but you must repent yourself. And notice that a key portion of repenting is to search the scriptures to figure out how to repent, because in the beginning, obviously, these people were not prepared to immediately follow the Spirit. And so how do you get close to the Spirit? By reading the scriptures and having it testify to you then what to do. And even after you walk with the Spirit, the Spirit just helps even magnify scripture even more to you. Well, the many of those that repent then leave and walk away, whereas most of the people are not converted. In fact, what they hear makes them angry. So they take and bind Alma and Amulek and throw them into jail. And then after some days, they take them before the chief judge. Now, notice in verse 5 what the charge is. Now, the charge is blasphemy, meaning that they teach multiple gods, and which we've already mentioned before this came up, and also that that people will not be saved in their sins. And again, why that part of blasphemy is, it's claiming that they are lowering God down and saying that God does not have the power to save them in their sins. And so in both cases, these two things are used to say that you are blasphemous against the Lord. Well, in verse 6, we find that Zizram tries to defend them, but then the people look at Zizram and claim that he is possessed also. Well, notice that Zizram first is in a great anxiety to repent. See, he's now trying to do his best. He's now to restitution portion of his repentance, meaning he's trying to repair whatever he can. And it's good to see, and it's a happy thing to see that Zizram was doing his best to repent. And that made Alma and Amulek happy. That's all they were trying to do, is get people to repent. Well, notice they say he's possessed also, meaning that they begin to claim that these people are possessed, that they can contain a devil. So therefore, they cast Zizram out, and they cast the believers out. But I guess after many of the believers then flee from the whole country, because immediately then they decide to go gather up all the believers and start burning them. Now, why do they burn them again? Because they're claiming they're possessed. And they come right out and say this, explain this later. But that's what they're doing, is they're burning them. But note, they also burn their scripture. Now, this has been the same scripture that they've been teaching. Even all the wicked people that come in the land that claim to believe in God, all they do is distort the scripture. But now all of a sudden, these guys have got to burn the scripture. See, they know that it truly does testify against them, which shows that they're sinning against the greater light in what they're doing. Well, then we have to say the same thing today. Do we follow the Book of Mormon? No, we're under great condemnation because we refuse to accept the Book of Mormon. Well, it makes you worry that there'll be a day that then there will be a formal action by who? By the actual members of the church or the leaders or something to actually burn or push the Book of Mormon aside when it's brought forth and put in their face. Well, even though Alma and Amulek have the power to stop the burning of the believers, well, Alma says, no, we can't do that because we have to follow the Spirit. Now, notice that for Amulek, it was obvious. Oh, no, let's stretch forth with the power that the Lord's given us and stop this right now. See, that seemed the obvious thing to do. But see, that was, again, the desire of Amulek's own mind. And again, in all things, he was not turning to the Spirit. In a case like this, well, it is obvious that the Lord has given us the power to stop this. You see, and we could see how we'd say things like that all the time. But Alma says, no, we follow the Spirit. And the Spirit says, no, don't do that. So let's look at the Spirit. Again, he says, and then Alma even says in 12 and 13 that if the Lord wants us to die, then fine, that's His will, and we'll die. But I happen to know by the Spirit again that we're not to die. So again, the two clear things is we follow the Spirit even when it's unreasonable, and second, we follow the way to discern or get the clearest thing from the Spirit is that we seek the will of the Lord. We ask the Spirit by saying, what does the Lord want, not what do we want. And so in verses 14 and 15, the chief judge comes to them and says, after what ye have seen, will ye preach again unto this people, that they shall be cast into a lake of fire and brimstone? You see, he's kind of mocking them immediately. He's saying, look who's been cast into the fire. We're the ones that are cast. If your people are cast into the fire and the Lord hasn't stopped them, we're the ones that have the power to cast someone into fire. Well, notice how physical again they are. Remember, we learn here really soon that he's after the faith of Nehor. And the point is, that means that power is given to men and we follow men and they pervert the law of Moses in this way. Well, notice also they want everything to be physical. Look, we did this physical sign and thrown them into the fire and brimstone. And see, in a sense, there's a worship of these physical things. It's an idolatry that you worship that and you say, oh, see, we were able to perform the act, so that means that we are correct, and this is the thing that we put our belief in anything that we can do with our hands and so forth. And so again, we begin to get kind of a feel for this idea of what their faith or their belief was in. And as it says in 16, that the judge was after Nehor, meaning that again he was of the born again idea, and also that he had believed in having the power being given to man, or the power was in man. Well, in 17 we find out that Alma and Amulek don't answer, because the judge's heart is hard, and they have said everything, and they haven't listened, and so there's nothing of value to say, and they're not going to cast their pearls before the swine. There is nothing more to be said, and not only that, they didn't really want it. He didn't really want an answer. He didn't want a clear answer or an explanation. He just wanted to mock them. So they then, in verses 18 through 20, they throw them into the prison, and then they go every day, and they smite them, and then they question them daily. But again, they're not interested in answers. They've already received all the answers. So there's nothing that Alma and Amulek can say to them. So there is no point the Spirit is obviously not going to come to them and say anything, because there's nothing of value to be given to these men. Well, again, as I said, they continue to mock them. And in verse 21, they then say, how shall we look when we are damned? See, we continue to see this physical idea. They're hung up on the worshiping of what is physical, meaning to them, look how good we look. We're the ones that look like we're stately and wonderful and dressed all nice. And look at Alma and Amulek. They're all haggard and they haven't got any clothes on and they're hanging from some chains. And look at the ashes of those that have been burnt. I mean, they're the ones that are damned. Who looks like they're damned? You're the ones that look like you're damned. See, again, everything to them is all the superficial appearances of the physical world, and their eyes are on the natural man. And that's a And that's what we're showing here again today. That's where we are. Where everything, again, we continue to care about our appearances, how many numbers there are on the church, how wonderful converting people, look at this wonderful church we go to, and everything like that, instead of caring about what is my personal relationship with the Spirit. Well, anyway, they continue to afflict Alma and Amulek by making them hungry and thirsty and then naked. Of those who understand psychological warfare and how to control the mind, you strip someone. There's a great security in your clothes. So you strip them down. You do everything you can to strip their mind down. Again, they think again in physical, and when you think physical, a great sign of the physical thinking people are lawyers, because they think now we can twist a word, we can twist facts, and see, we control reality by playing with the facts and everything, and so this is the kind of thing they begin to worship, and so they think if they can tear down Alma and Amulek and get them to admit something, then see, they have proved their point, because they can manipulate or make the facts say what they want to. And doesn't that again sound like a lawyer? And that's what they do, is they create their own, try to create their own appearances, and then they can justify themselves. And again, they use the idea that, well, your God has not saved you, so we must be correct. And again, what does Alma and Amulek preach? They preach the Word of God. It's not all here. They preach for a long, long time that I'd fill up pages of the Book of Mormon. And now we're only given a small portion of it, but we're told they did preach him the complete gospel. And what was that? And again, that was that the Lord is your provider and your protector, and that He's all-powerful, and that He will progress you. He does everything. And so they're saying, well, let's see Him do everything. You know, they're trying to mock them, and that's what the mocking means, and they try and stuff this down their throat. So finally, when Alma and Amulek don't give in, but at the same time the Lord doesn't seem to come to help them, the chief judges and the priests all gain a lot of courage, and they say, yeah, this is really working. You know, we're proving that we're right. So, and we're actually doing the will of the Lord. See, we're doing what's right. So they go down there and they decide on this plan. And so they go, they have this big formal ceremony in verses 23 through 25, where each one walks up and slaps them on the cheek and says, okay, let's see the power of your God now. And if He's got any power, then we'll believe Him. But we must be right, because He is not doing as you preached. He is not protecting you, and He is not providing for you. So therefore, you have to admit that now either you worship us, or you follow us and believe us, or we will follow you, because we'll prove it by this point. And they go through all this like as if they're putting their case online, and each man walks up in this ceremony to do that, to try and drive the point in that this is it. By their physical acts, see, they are tempting the Lord, and by they act like with their physical acts of doing this, that they actually are creating truth, and therefore they are establishing truth by what they do. But when they, each time they slap Alma and Amulek, what are they doing? They're slapping the Lord in the face. And so therefore, finally the Lord says, okay, now it's the time, because I am. I've only got Alma and Amulek in here as far as it's good for them in prison. They're going to be in prison for as long as it takes them to learn from that experience. And he says, okay, it's long enough. That experience is over. Now I'm ready to protect him. So here he comes, and he comes into the... He comes in the prison and takes care of him. But now notice what causes that again. He says that it was because Alma called upon the Lord, meaning, and it says his faith in Christ, meaning that faith in Christ's power. He doesn't have any power, so he has faith in Christ's power, and that Christ gives him the power to break the cords. And he breaks the cords, and then all the prison walls fall down and kill everyone. And then again it says in verse 29 that why this had happened, and it said, it all happened because of the power according to their faith which is in Christ. See, they don't have any power. All they have is faith in Christ, and they have faith that Christ has the power to bring it forth and do these things. And that's where their faith was at. Well, when they then get out of the prison, then everyone flees from them. And the important reason it mentions they flee is instead of any of them saying, oh, gee, we're now repenting. Remember, they've seen this big miraculous thing. But all the miraculous things, again, can do is motivate you to repentance. And not a one of them wanted to repent or wanted that motivation. So therefore, we indeed see at this point that all of the righteous have been cast out or have been burned. And so it's all been cleared out, and now all that remains in Ammonihah are wicked, and we can expect what will happen. And